This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the things a Treasury Secretary Yellen is going to have on her plate, and there's a lot, as Kate was saying, so it's going to have to be a big plate, is the dollar and its relative strength or not strength in the global economy. Right now, the dollar is particularly not strong, at a 2.5-year low, in fact, which is to say it is slipping in the global foreign exchange popularity contest. Marketplace's Sabri Benishwar explains what's going on.
Investors use the U.S. dollar as a safety blanket when there's a crisis and they are scared. They pile their money in from around the world. The value of the dollar goes up. This is what happened early in the pandemic. But with three solid vaccines on the horizon, investors aren't so scared anymore.
These safe havens are less attractive and people are willing to take on more risk.
Scott Wren is senior global market strategist with the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Investors are sniffing around other countries, other currencies. That is the charitable explanation. The other thing going on here is that the U.S. dollar is less attractive because the U.S. itself is less attractive.
The overarching reason is that the U.S. simply hasn't done a good job controlling the virus.
Win Thin is global head of currency strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman.
If you look at China, Korea, Taiwan, New Zealand there, I think as well, Singapore, they've all done an incredible job controlling the virus.
Thin says investors have been drawn to those countries and those currencies because their economies are up and running and they're expected to outperform. Meanwhile, the U.S. keeps breaking infection records and is headed for more shutdowns. In normal times, one might be concerned that a falling dollar would increase inflation by making imports more expensive. Ian Shepherdson, chief economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics, says that's really not an issue right now.
There's so little danger of imported inflation for goods prices right now because goods are in global oversupply.
And a falling dollar is good for U.S. exporters, even if it is, in part, a macroeconomic indictment of the U.S. management of coronavirus. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishwar for Marketplace.